Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about figuring out whether something comes from impulse, from circumstances, or from God. And I want to read to you from Jonah chapter 1, verse 3, where we read this. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. God gave Jonah a job to do, but Jonah did not want any part of it. It's not a stretch to think that Jonah knew the job would be difficult and he was intimidated. Nahum chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 tells us how the wicked people of Nineveh were. Jonah had good reason to expect that if he went to the city of Nineveh among those wicked people, that at best he would be mocked and treated as a fool. He might even be attacked and killed if he did what the Lord told him to do. Nevertheless, for Jonah, it was more than an issue of a difficult job. It was also because Jonah did not want the Assyrians in Nineveh to escape God's judgment. We don't doubt that Jonah felt like going to Tarshish, exactly the opposite direction as Nineveh. An impulse drove him there, but it was a dangerous impulse. Jonah is an example of how dangerous it is to do things under mere impulse instead of doing things by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. An impulse may be very brave, yet wrong. I mean, after all, Jonah was brave to set out on such a long sea journey. An impulse may appear to be self-denying, yet be wrong. It cost Jonah a lot of money and comfort to go on this long sea journey. An impulse may lay claim to freedom, yet be wrong. I mean, wasn't Jonah free to go to Nineveh? An impulse may lead someone to do something they would condemn in others. What would Jonah say to another prophet disobeying God? An impulse can make us do to God or to others what we would never want done to ourselves. Now, Jonah might have even thought that the Lord was guiding him through circumstances. After all, he got the money and he was able to pay the fare. This shows us the danger of being guided by mere circumstances. Whether circumstances are for us or against us, we must let God's word be our guide. It's very important to interpret circumstances in any way we want to. If we are set on a wrong course, it's no problem for the devil and for our deceitful heart to work together and interpret circumstances so that they say whatever we want to hear. Nevertheless, Jonah paid the fare. You know, when you run from the Lord, you never get to where you intend to go, and you always pay your own fare. When you go the Lord's way, not only do you get to where you're going, but the Lord will pay the fare. Let God's word map out your itinerary. Not only impulses, not only circumstances, and God will provide for you along the way. You can trust in Him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.